My guest this week, Amy Mendoza's got a brand new album, The Release Show, coming up this Saturday, January 31st, over at the Flycatcher. Matt, this is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A with Amy Mendoza. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Amy, one of the things that you talked about during our first little chat was that in many of the other projects that you've played in, to use your word, you played the role of the sideman. but I'm curious, how does that experience impact the way that you approach being the front man terms of your relationship with the other band members, the way that you are on stage, all of that? How does that experience feed into this experience?
You know, I try to take all the things that I don't like about being side man
yeah
and I try to just make sure I don't do any of that. So it doesn't always work out like that. But, you know, like I try to pay people right after the show, or try to give them like details that I would want to know up front, because being, you know, a bass player for many bands and guitar player, usually they'll say, hey, here's a gig, it's on this date, and then that date rolls around and I don't know where it's at or what I'm doing. I just have it written down. And so I try to be like organized in that fashion, in the business sense. And then in the creative sense, I try to at least have, you know, make sure that I'm taking into consideration everybody's input and all that sort of stuff.
Is that all true for everyone else? Is that BS? Is she just feeding us the company
She's
line?
Right here. We'll talk after.
All right, fair enough.
It may be taken into consideration, but yeah, that's about as far as it goes.
Due consideration.
She has a different role. I just basically say, show up. Boy. I'm just kidding.
And in the creative process, do you find that you are, more open to taking ideas from the other members of the band, and you have sort of a flexible approach to what everyone's contributions can be, or is that one regard in which you're seizing power right now?
Oh, no, I'm super flexible about that sort of stuff. You know, just playing in many projects, some of the frustration would be that I've had in those projects is I've limited ability to creatively like contribute to the band in some way. So I know one of the constraints is like time. So when I'm writing the songs, they obviously can't be with me at 2 a.m. in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. I don't think Ernie would like that very much. But so, you know, they can't be there when I'm writing the song, but I'll at least send them like a scratch track, you know, on my cell phone and say like, hey, I just wrote this. Most of the time they're just like, you need to stop drinking.
Doug, coming into things, after they'd been working on the album and, you know, some of the guitar parts were already fleshed out, how did you approach your role and how you could, you know, play around within the structure that that they'd set up?
It was actually pretty easy. I play with Damon and Amy already in the Jits, and Damon and I actually played in even another band together too, so... I know his guitar playing already. I know where to fit in with his playing in general. Learning the stuff, it was, you know, Amy's really good about letting it be what it is, but I was very conscious of, they spent time to record it. Learn it that way first. So, but it's a very comfortable group to work with. So,
And Damon, did you adjust the way that you were playing once Doug entered the picture as well?
Well, like you said, we play a lot in other bands, so it was really like just, you know, putting on an old glove. It was just a perfect fit. I mean, we played so much together. We know how each other plays, and we know how to stay out of each other's way.
He immediately turned up the volume.
Yeah, that's true. Usually during the night, I'll go over to his amp and just start turning things down.
They have like a secret language, like baseball. Those two.
You invited a few other singers on the album, a few key moments, and some other, strong and very distinct voices as well. Were those for songs where, as you were writing them, you had a sense that you wanted another voice to get involved, or was that something that started to come together after the fact?
Yeah, you know, one of the songs has Carlos on it, and I didn't know at the time I wanted Carlos to sing it, but I knew that I wanted another voice and I wanted it to be like a strong male voice on there. And so he contributed there like in a fantastic way for that song. When I first saw him play, he was playing for American Androids. So it was like a big kind of rock thing. And one of his guitar players' amp gave out during the set, and he was trying to figure out what to do because they were switching out amps, and so he picked up a guitar and sang these amazingly beautiful acoustic songs, and I was like, I need that guy's voice somewhere on my album. You know, or just to do some sort of like project there.
Very cool. Tell me about the album art.
The album art is by a very talented local artist, so it's Alexei, and he was just on Romo tonight. Oh. like last Sunday. So cool. He, I saw a couple of his flyers that he was doing for a couple of local bands, and I just remember being really taken aback by his art. He had just such a very unique sort of style.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked online, and I said, hey, you know, just play with it and see what you come up with. And I gave him kind of an idea, and he, of course, didn't do anything related to the idea, right. Which is really actually a good thing.
Yeah.
And he sort of came up with this desert motif, kind of like a 70s style, mm-hmm. which is reflective of some of the music that we play. So
yeah. Was it one of the things where when you saw the image, you knew right away this was the album cover?
Yeah, he drew a sketch of it, and I was like, that's a nice sketch. And then he started adding to it, and then all of a sudden, like, I was just like, yes, I need this to be on my album. Mm-hmm. At first, I was thinking it would be, like, a cool flyer, but it just really came together. I didn't want to put, like, my face on the cover or anything right. like that, so yeah.
So the release show, again, is going to be on Saturday. You mentioned that after Saturday, folks can pick up a copy on CD Baby. You can go to the website, amymendoza.com, Facebook, all that other good stuff as well. After Saturday, what are the plans? Are you going to take a little time off from these songs, or are you going to keep playing these ones out before you start working on the next batch?
Well, I mean, I originally recorded almost 20 songs, and so this is 11 songs from 20 songs. So I think what I would do, what I'm going to do is like rework a lot of those songs and then maybe add some new songs.
Cool.
And so we're also playing at Borderlands this Friday too at 7 to 9.
Oh, it's perfect.
Kind of a pre-party.
Excellent. Will the CD be there as well, or do people have to?
Yeah, we'll be selling it there. And during the night of the CD release, actually the proceeds are going to go to Derechos Humanos. So they have a Know Your Rights campaign, and any of the CD proceeds from that night are going to go towards that.
Excellent. That's awesome. So that's Saturday night, Flycatcher. What time do things get started?
Actually, since we have four different acts and they're all just super talented, mm-hmm. We're going to start like right at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
In a non-traditional Arizonan sort of way.
Right, yeah. Yeah. 9 o'clock real time, not 9 o'clock Tucson time.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got time for one more set here. We've got one last live set here by Amy Mendoza. Head out Saturday night to the Flycatcher to pick up the new album, or Friday night at Borderlands as well. Thanks, everybody, so much for coming down tonight and sharing this with us. Really appreciate it.
I don't even know where to go. feel me.